Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Thursday. Had a little rain this morning. Now it's starting to warm up a little bit out there, and I'm just wondering if we're going to get some more rain tonight. We'll see how that all plays out. I know it kind of put a little bit of a stop on some of the sugar beet stuff, but I don't know that it's been all day stop. But anyway, we are progressing there. We do have a sugar beet harvest update, by the way, coming up for you at 1:45 this afternoon. Okay, so we also had some breaking news in the horticulture world, or the tree world, whichever way you want to go with it. I'm going to bring Carrie Knutz, an extension agent of Grand Forks County, horticulturist as well, and we visited with Carrie before, and holy cats, we don't normally get breaking news, Carrie, but unfortunately, we've got some bad news to talk with the emerald ash borer making it into the state.
Yeah, it was positively identified in Lemoore County. And we've, you know, been kind of waiting since it was discovered in Moorhead, I think, last winter.
Yep.
And so it is, it's a little, you know, we should have good news when it comes to horticulture. But, you know, there's still a lot of unknowns as to where, you know, where else it could be, how fast it's going to spread. But it's just important for people to keep an eye on their ash trees. If they notice, you know, they're dying back from the top down, they're just not doing well, to have somebody come look at them and make sure we can eliminate that it's not emerald ash borer, or if it is, get it positively identified.
Right. And obviously there has been issues with this across 37 states. I'm looking at the press release that was put out at newsdakota.com. We've got it there. They beat me to the punch. I was going to tell them, hey, we got this news. And it's like, oh, they already got it. So the North Dakota Department of Agriculture put it out. They confirmed the presence, as you mentioned. And so we say Lemoore County, but actually, and this is in Lemoore County, but it looks like it was found in a trap north, about 9 miles north of Edgeley, according to the press release. And what they have said is the investigation revealed larvae, which I guess was confirming the infestation. So what does it mean, or how devastating is it? Obviously, it is a bad deal, and it's affected the South and other parts of our country. And when it gets found in your state, it's breaking news. But what can we expect to happen to an ash tree that ends up with these bugs?
So when you have an ash tree that it does have an infestation or does have the emerald ash borer in it, you'll notice it's the canopy to start dying back from the top down, and you'll start seeing growth suckers from the base of the tree as it tries to get new growth and new energy, and you'll just maybe see some more woodpecker activity in your trees. You might see some more bark falling off because of that, or sometimes you might not notice it at all depending on the health of the tree. So I just always recommend homeowners to keep an eye on their trees. If they start noticing something, you know, not looking quite right, if the canopy is dying back, to look at it. But I don't think it's a sign for everybody to start panicking. I don't believe the emerald ash borer themselves travel very far during a year. You know, it's mostly, we do it by moving firewood.
Right.
But definitely if you're in that area, you know, keep an eye on your tree. And it's something that if you have ash trees, it's something you might want to think about treating. There are treatments for it. I know there's some communities, you know, the larger cities that are working on removal and planting species that aren't as susceptible to emerald ash borer and kind of working through that, because it will be devastating. A lot of our trees in our communities are made up of ash trees. So
yeah, including Fargo. I know I lost a couple of big, beautiful trees around my house and my neighborhood. I mean, trees that were humongous, they took down because of that and replanted with, which in my case in the front yard was a maple tree, which, you know, that's fine. But I just, looking at the history of EAB, emerald ash borer, it sounds like it made it into the U.S. 2002 and has spread across 37 states, killing hundreds of millions of ash trees. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't know, and maybe you did, Carrie, North Dakota is the home to over 90 million ash trees. I didn't realize we had that many ash trees here.
Yeah, I think it makes up a majority, you know, 40 to 50, maybe even 90% in some communities of our trees that we have in our public areas. And that's not, you know, I don't know if a lot of the reports even have information on what is on private lands, too.
Right.
So there's definitely a lot of things that are going to happen in the future with with EAB being positively identified in North Dakota.
Well, this worked out perfectly for you to be here today. We were going to talk about garden and some other issues, but this story coming out, and I believe the press release went up in the noon hour. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to talk to Carrie about this. So there we go.
Yeah, social media took care of blowing that up and letting everybody know about it.
Anything else to know about this before we move on? We actually just have a couple minutes left, but anything else we should know about this bug?
Yeah, I think just what I've said, don't start panicking. Keep an eye on your tree. You know, contact your local extension agent if you have questions on that. You know, we're able to send pictures or work with our extension forester and the Department of Ag and getting it positively identified. We have a great publication that goes into depth on the insect, its life cycle, what you need to look for, and treatments as well. So do a little bit of reading and put the panic off for a little bit.
Right. Have you ever seen one in person? They have a photo online on here, and it looks like a glamour bug. It looks like it's green and very shiny.
They're really pretty, and if I remember my entomology correctly, I think they're a member of the jewel beetle family, and they're really pretty. I have some in a couple vials in my office to show people, and that's their first response, is the beetles are really pretty. Yeah, like, yep, they are, but they do a lot of damage, too.
Exactly. Okay, a couple minutes left. What's going on with the gardens up in Grand Forks County? What should we talk about? Should we talk about root rot? I got that down. or trees? What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about blossom end rot. I've been getting a lot of calls on tomato plants lately.
Okay.
So blossom end rot is kind of our nemesis in the garden. It shows up when we least expect it. And I get phone calls from people, you know, there's black spots on the bottom of my tomatoes. They're kind of hard. What disease in it? Disease is it? Well, it really isn't a disease. It's more of an issue of the plant not being able to take up enough calcium. And so it's a result of fluctuations in soil water, which we've been really dry and we've been really wet, and that can help aggravate it. Homeowners can just make sure that their tomatoes are well watered, that they have consistent moisture, and using a mulch to help keep that soil moisture consistent too will also help. Some varieties are more susceptible than it to others. I think paste tomatoes get it quite regularly. But some of the other varieties aren't as susceptible to it.
Carrie, how about melons? It's one thing that some of the gardens down here have had a bad, in fact, just producing melons in the garden has been a chore or not very successful because of the lack of heat. How has it been up in your neck of the woods?
You know, it's been taking them a long time, but we had those timely rains a couple weeks ago really helped. My melon patch has taken off. They need about 40 to 50 days to mature once that fruit sets.
Okay.
So if you have melon plants that are, you know, setting fruit right now, if we have a longer fall, you might actually get some fruit from them. Still but they're there. Doing better now with their warmer weather and the timely rains. So it might have some issues with pollination, so people aren't seeing as big as a crop as they normally would. But mine and my garden are looking okay, and I haven't heard complaints from anyone else yet either.
Okay, very good. Anybody has any questions for Extension, especially up in Grand Forks County? How did they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 701-780-8229, or they can email me, carrie.knutson, C-A-R-R-I-E, @knutson @ndsu.edu.
Well, you're our breaking news correspondent from now on. Anything garden or trees?
I don't know if I want that award. So.
Okay. It worked out today.